All right, so everybody pays foreign tax. You're a U.S. multinational, fine, right? Well, isn't it, you want to take as a deduction, or you want some benefit on your U.S. tax return for having paid that amount. So in 1913, when the U.S. tax code was put into place, right, so in 1913, you could take a deduction for the foreign taxes you pay. Well, that's not all that exciting, right? It's a deduction. That's not a dollar-for-dollar reduction in your tax, so that's not really great. I'm sure taxpayers at the time were maybe up in arms, and they pressed the Congress, etc. In 1918, we got the foreign tax credit. Now, that's obviously better, right, when you just think about it. A credit against your U.S. tax is clearly better than a deduction when computing your taxable income. Well, in 1921, I believe, that's when the FTC limitation came in. Right, because as you could imagine, maybe back then foreign tax rates were a lot higher than they are today. I think historically that's probably true. So if you paid a boatload of tax in a foreign jurisdiction, and you try to take a claim, a credit on your U.S. tax return, well, without some type of limitation, you could easily see where the government could possibly be out of money. Right, you paid all your taxes to a foreign government. Now you come back to the U.S. and say, "Hey, I've already paid tax on this dollar of income. I don't owe you anything." Well, clearly that wasn't going to fly for not very long. I guess it took 3 years to actually put in the limitation computation. So that's the environment we've been in since 1921. Now, obviously, there's been changes over the years, lots of them. Right, that was probably the tax code of 1918 or the tax code of 1913. Now we're in 86, as amended, right? But again, so the credit is obviously better.